From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. India and the United States have agreed in principle to share military logistics. That comes from U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter Tuesday, as the two sides are seeking to counter the growing maritime assertiveness of China. Washington has been urging New Delhi to sign the logistics support agreement that allows the two militaries to use each other's land, air, and naval bases for resupplies, repair, and rest. The two sides said an agreement was in hand, but it's not yet ready for signing. This is Secretary Carter.
Today, we agreed in principle to share and exchange logistics, as has already been noted, which will allow us to do even more. We also agreed soon to conclude a commercial shipping information agreement to help our navies work together to defend our countries and promote and protect global commerce.
Meanwhile, the Indian defense minister said defense cooperation forms an important part of the Indo-U.S. partnership. The IMF cut its growth forecast for the Eurozone Tuesday as a refugee crisis, terrorism, and the threat of Britain choosing to exit the EU weighed on the outlook. Europe has never quite emerged from the debilitating debt crisis that erupted in 2010 in Greece before spreading across the Eurozone, requiring massive German-led bailouts and sparking acrimony that saw the single currency area implode. Secretary of State John Kerry will promote the benefits of two trade pacts championed by the Obama administration during a Tuesday speech to government, civic, and policy leaders in Los Angeles. The ministers from several countries have signed an agreement in February, but it still needs congressional approval. You're listening to VOA News. Italy's foreign minister arrived in Tripoli Tuesday in support of the new United Nations-backed government, marking the first visit by a top Western official since 2014. Amid tight security, Paolo Gelantoni was welcomed at the airport in the Libyan capital by the deputy prime minister of the unity government seeking to assert its authority. The head of the new government that Western countries hope that can unite conflict-hit Libya was due to meet with him at a heavily secured naval base. The Afghan Taliban has announced the start of its annual warm-weather fighting season. The country's former hardline Islamic rulers issued a statement on Tuesday saying that this year's campaign was called Operation Omari. It's in honor of Mullah Muhammad Omar, whose death in 2013 the Taliban only revealed last year. In Yemen, a suicide bomber detonated explosives near a football stadium in the city of Aden Tuesday, killing at least four people. Eight others were wounded. The attack appears to have targeted young men lining up to register for the military. The country's ceasefire is generally holding, despite what a UN spokesman calls as pockets of violence. The Houthi rebels and the Saudi-led Arab coalition are trying to drive them out, agreed on a truce ahead of another round of UN-sponsored peace talks set for next week in Kuwait. Mark Toner is a U.S. spokesman.
This cessation of hostilities is crucial for the people of Yemen, who have suffered from over a year of fighting and a massive humanitarian crisis, which has resulted in over 80% of the population requiring some form of emergency assistance.
Again, that is U.S. spokesman Mark Toner. Prosecutors in Belgium said Tuesday they have charged two more people in connection with the attacks last month in Brussels that killed 32 people. A statement from the federal prosecutor's office identified those charged with terrorism offenses as Smail F. and Ibrahim F. They say that both were linked to renting an apartment that may have been used as a safe house by one of the Brussels bombers. Two Turkish soldiers were killed and at least 50 people were injured when a car bomb exploded at a military base in the Turkey's Kurdish-dominated southeast. The attack happened late on Monday and targeted a military outpost in the Hani district of Diyarbakir province. A nearby building housing family members of the military personnel was also damaged in that blast. U.S. President Barack Obama is designating a historic house in Washington as a monument honoring the movement for women's equality in the country. The White House says the move Tuesday will help preserve an archive documenting the history, strategies, tactics, and other accomplishments of the movement to achieve voting and equal rights for women in the United States. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.